Good morning. How's everyone? There's a reason why I wanted you to sit here, because there's some things I want to point out to you. First of all, how many of you have a father? If you don't put your hand up, there's something wrong. How many of you have a father? Evan, you don't have a father. They're very good. Evan, you got a dad. I know you do. So therefore, since we all have a father, we know that our father always gives us good things, right? When's the last time any of you got a spanking from dad? Was that a good thing? Actually, it probably was, because we are told that our fathers discipline us because they love us, same as our Heavenly Father. Now, you know, sometimes there are fathers, though, that aren't such good fathers. We know this. Now, I know that none of your dads are bad fathers. I know that. But there are fathers out there that are bad fathers. But you know what? We, as His children, we have a good Father. And that is why I'm here by the font, because here at the font, each of you were adopted into the kingdom. Each of you were made a son or a daughter of a father. And what father am I speaking of? What father am I speaking of? God the Heavenly Father. Here is where you were saved, and here is where you were adopted into the kingdom, and here is where God the Father became your father. And so when we pray today, the Lord's Prayer, when you say, "Our Father," you're actually speaking the truth. But it goes far beyond that. You know, God is a Father who is what kind of God? What kind of Father do you have as God the Father is? He's a good Father. Anyone else? Huh? Yeah, He's the Father. That's right. Huh? He's the Father. What else? What else is God? He is good. He is great. Mighty. Super. Okay, we seem to be on the kind of the same track here. But I also want to point out to you that He is merciful, and He is kind, and He is loving, and most of all, and that's why I wanted you all to sit here, because I want them to hear this and see this too, He is forgiving. He is a forgiving Father. We know that in this life, sometimes our earthly fathers aren't always so forgiving, but our Heavenly Father is always, always forgiving. How do we know that God, your Father, is forgiving? How do we know He's forgiving? And this is the key, dear friends. This is the key to our Father. It's by Jesus that you've been made sons of God. And it's here at the crosses where you have been saved. And it's here where Jesus Himself said, "Father, forgive them." You remember Jesus saying that? Well, we weren't there, but we know He said it because His Word tells us that He said it. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What is it that we do that we don't always know? What's that called? S-I? A little bit louder. A little bit louder. Sin. Sin. We are all sinful human beings. But here at the cross, what has Jesus done to your sin and my sin? He has washed it away in His most holy and precious blood. For here at the cross is where you were saved. And there is no other God who has done this for you. Your earthly father does many things for you. He buys you ice cream, doesn't he? No? Well, okay, yes, good. Good. Your dad buys you ice cream. He buys you gifts. He provides food for you. He provides a house for you. He provides everything that you need in this body and life. Well, guess what? God, your Heavenly Father, is actually the one who has provided all of this through your Father. And that's how loving God the Father is. Because He provides you all good things. And most of all, He provides you heaven itself. He opens the heaven itself to you. And that's what God has done for you, your Heavenly Father. So when we pray today, "Our Father," think. Stop and think about what you're saying and who you're speaking to. And moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and all the adults here will hear that in a second. But and the main thing that they need to hear is what's happened for them here at the cross, and what has happened for you here at the cross and here at the font. Our Father, He truly is our Father who is in heaven. Thanks be to Jesus. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads, and let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for being our Father. We thank You that You have love for us. So much love for us that you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. Lord, there is no greater love than that, than to sacrifice your Son so that we, your children, can be saved from our sin and that we can live with you forever in your kingdom. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will come quickly and that you will take us into the kingdom so that we will be with you and your Father and our Father, your God and our God forever and ever. And all the children said,